This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right. You are correct. This is Free Talk Live. It's as if you were a psychic and you knew that this was the show you were listening to before you started listening to it.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. Our listeners are great, aren't they?
I agree.
Our toll-free number here
is the schedule.
They can tell time. They know phone numbers. Well, and if they don't, here, let me tell you what it is. It's 855.
And they know all seven dirty words.
Well, yes, that's true. One guy tried to use all four of them.
There's seven.
There are seven, yeah. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us on our Discord call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. And I wanted to tell you or ask, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin SV? Because now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. This is so cool.
Finally.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's here. So it only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin. Then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it.
Woo.
Woo. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. Such a cool thing. Those guys do great work.
I saw it in action on a video they made, and it was impressive.
How long did it take?
Just works. He had it set up from zero in 5 minutes. Meaning he didn't even have an AnyPay account, just started from zero with that.
That is so awesome. Yeah. I love that we are beginning to see, you know, better apps, like the next generation of better, faster, and more apps for cryptocurrencies. It is so exciting. It's an exciting time for cryptocurrencies right now, and I'm very, very happy to see that kind of a thing coming.
Well, just make sure you appease Google and Apple, and then they'll be able to see your app.
Apparently, yeah. I know that I keep telling people that we're kind of in the, as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, we're kind of similar, in a similar trajectory with the technology as the internet was in, say, the AOL CD days.
Oh, the AOL CD days.
Yeah,
you remember when AOL CDs in everybody's mailbox 10 times in a year or whatever?
Yep. And I used to hog them and trade them.
For what? Other ones?
Well, because people would run out, right? They'd give you, like, you know, free,
they were
free
5 something.
Hours or whatever, right?
Right.
And so if you just, you know, had enough of them. I lived in an apartment complex where they just sort of chucked them on the table,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, people would move in and out. It was sort of a college-y area, you know, frequently, and these CDs would be just left there. So I'd grab them, and I'd trade them with folks. Oh, you need more AOL minutes? Yeah, here, I got some CDs for you.
You know, we've been talking about the Epic lawsuit against Epic being the name of the company, but it is a big lawsuit against Apple and Google. There's a related story. I've got more to the story on that, but just since you're talking about, you know, this whole Apple-Google thing,
mm-hmm.
Coinbase, also not a company that we care very much for. I think
right.
I can speak for the three of us when I say that. Coinbase is like the big bank of Bitcoin exchanges, and they're not great. But even they have words for Apple. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong tweeted August 22nd that Apple...
Wait, his name is Armstrong.
Brian Armstrong.
Like Strong Armin.
Yep. Mm. He's not a very big guy, though, so he wouldn't be able to... probably wouldn't be able to beat
him. I can take him?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, all right.
So he tweeted that Apple continues to block some functionalities for cryptocurrencies, including being able to earn money and unrestricted decentralized application browsers. He says, quote, Apple has been very restrictive and hostile to cryptocurrency over the years. They're still blocking some functionality right now. And this is a story that that we've heard a myriad of times is where a Bitcoin wallet company, for instance, won't be allowed to offer certain wallets. We'll let you have your wallet on our app store, mm-hmm. but you can't have fill-in-the-blank crypto. And I don't know which ones they're prohibiting right. these days. I don't know if it's Monero or which ones, but there's certain cryptos that Apple has approved. And then right. there's other ones that they have not approved, and your wallet is not allowed to have those other ones in it if you're developing for an Apple system. So they're way more restrictive on Apple than the Google system. But Epic is suing both Apple and Google because they're saying they are both engaging in anti-competitive practices regarding app distribution and payments.
I will give Epic some credit here. They are living up to their name.
Filing an it's Epic true. Suit, you mean?
I mean, this sounds like an Epic thing, or it could become Epic. Of course, you know, maybe Google and Apple will get together and be like, oh, hey, here's some money, sorry. Right? You know?
Oh, you think they might settle this one?
I mean, it's hard to tell when billions of dollars are involved.
Well, they're saying they don't want money. Epic says they are not looking for a payout, and they're not looking for special treatment. They just want Apple to roll back its anti-competitive practices and allow for fair competition. So they talk about how Apple's forcing developers to agree to their what they consider to be unlawful terms.
So, I mean, sure, they're saying that, but is that, you know, people change a whole lot when there's a whole bunch of money involved, right? This is why you're not supposed to start a business with, like, your best friend, mm-hmm. because people change when there's, say, $1 million on the table, or $5 million when you're trying to, you know, grow your company and make it into something bigger than
I've seen it again and again where a partnership falls apart and friendships are suffering as a result of that.
Yeah, so they may say that they don't want a payout, but I bet you if Apple and Google got together and said, hey, if we reduce the fee to, like, you know, 15%, would that be cool?
That could cause a settlement in this case. The filing argues that the 30% fee that Apple charges is 10 times more than what other companies like PayPal or Stripe charge, which is usually around 3% for a credit card fee.
A 10x time. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what they think they can get away with, and they have been getting away with this entire time. Apple's full reply, in which they said the App Store is an ecosystem that benefits developers and creates a level playing field.
A level playing field where they can pick the winners and the losers.
Epic Games, here's what Apple says. Here's their actual an excerpt from their response. Epic Games took the unfortunate step of violating the App Store guidelines that are applied equally to every developer and designed to keep the store safe for our users.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're concerned about, really.
Right. They're safe.
They don't help themselves when they just lie like this.
they're safe by only being allowed to make one payment through the Apple official payment method. That keeps them
safe. You weren't safe before playing your edition of Fortnite.
They're safe from other options. As a result, their Fortnite app has been removed from the store. Epic enabled a feature in its app which was not reviewed or approved by Apple, and they did so with the express intent of violating the App Store guidelines regarding in-app payments that apply to every developer who sells digital goods.
Epic Games make Apple cry.
They did. Epic has had apps on the App Store for a decade and has benefited from the App Store ecosystem, including the tools, testing, and distribution Apple provides to all developers. Epic agreed to the App Store terms and guidelines freely, and we're glad they've built such a successful business on the App Store. The fact that their business interests now lead them to push for a special arrangement does not change the fact that these guidelines create a level playing field for all developers and make the store safe for all users. We'll make every effort to work with Epic to resolve these violation so they can return Fortnite.
I know what it was safe from. It was safe from them taking the app off of their store.
It was safe from people being able to get the software that they wanted without Apple interfering.
The suit escalated on August 17th. We're back to the CNET story here, where Epic said in a court filing that Apple is now threatening to ban the Unreal Engine code that Epic licenses to other game developers. This is huge. This would affect dozens of apps, including Fortnite's own competitor.
How can they ban a piece of code?
This is going really
far. Well, they can control everything on your phone. They can also push spyware onto your phone, and you'll never know it. Because they have total control of that platform, something no software company should ever have.
Well, I mean, you asked for it. Right? You bought the phone.
I didn't ask for it.
I'm talking about you who bought the phones.
Was there somebody else you could buy from?
Yes, you can buy from Google.
Okay, which does the same thing.
So not quite.
You can vote Democrat or Republican. What do you mean you don't have
Google
a choice?
Google doesn't do exactly the same thing. You can still install software without their permission on Google.
I'm just concerned about everything ending up in, you know, like a big two, right? It seems society's conditioned to only accept two choices instead of many. Free Talk Live, we've got more coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. Talk Live. We are well into the third hour. Boy, how time sure flies when doing this show. We get into all these discussions that are really great. We get into calls from our listeners that are also really great, and the time just flies by. Anyway, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us on our Discord call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm, where, as a matter of fact, we have a caller right now. We have Ratspeed calling in. Ratspeed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. How's everyone?
Hey, Ratspeed. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I love these conversations, especially when you kind of go into the whole legal aspect about copyright, intellectual property, patents, trademark, things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big watcher on these kind of subjects. I have been for many years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started using the internet back in the 90s, and you know, my first computer was back in the early 80s. So I've seen all of this. Yeah. So one little known fact that I just wanted to bring up, you were mentioning, like, how come phones have these app stores versus PCs where you don't? Well, I mean, if you kind of look at the history of it, you know, originally, you know, things were free because no one cared about the software. We're talking going all the way back to the 60s and 70s when these first Unix computer systems were even invented. And as soon as people wanted jobs in the early 80s, they started, you know, going to these big, you know, corporate companies and getting into proprietary software. And so, mm-hmm. of course, what was the response to that? The Free Software Foundation created the GNU General Purpose License, which was meant to counteract all of this proprietary software to provide free software, or what later on, much to the chagrin of people like Richard Stallman, turned into the quote-unquote open source software movement.
Just to clarify for our listeners, that has nothing to do with the no GNUs is good GNUs with Gary GNU guy from the from the Great Space Coaster, just in case anybody's confused about that. I just want to clear that up.
You never know, also, especially... Yeah.
Their code doesn't work on self-driving taxi cabs because, as George Bush said, no GNU taxis.
That's cute.
I mean, first of all, I mean, who knows? GNU? Yeah. First of all, you're talking about nerds from the 1970s. Of course, they're going to have really, really of humor and senses of irony. The word GNU itself means GNU, not Unix. It's like a repeated cycle.
Oh, right.
Okay. And you have tons of these things. So, yeah, that's off the point. All of that code base eventually led way to the Linux operating system, or the Linux kernel for the operating system. Mm-hmm. And eventually people started saying, well, how are we going to find out what kind of apps are out there, what kind of programs, what kind of software? And that led to the invention of repositories, because you had the internet suddenly where you could just download updates for your software instead of having to constantly go out searching for them. These repositories were originally the first kind of loose concept of an app store, because what happens is you have a centralized index of these applications. So what happened is eventually that led to different types for different distributions, which led to the Ubuntu software store. Now, mm-hmm. coincidentally, at the same time, Apple had the iTunes store. Mm-hmm. For its MP3s, very proprietary. You had to pay for it. There was mm-hmm. digital restrictions management on each of the MP3s that you downloaded. Podcasts were free, but that's because the people that were publishing them were not under the control of Apple. And so that's the operating system for these phones, even the Apple iPhone, is still based off of the same general source code, you know, bits and pieces of it, and therefore they were able to take advantage of that repository framework. And then, of course, Google, when they launched theirs, they were competing exactly with it. they created the Google Store. So, and then today, even today, the Ubuntu Software Center eventually turned into what's called Ubuntu Software, which uses what are called snap files, or it's like a snap store, which
Ubuntu,
a lot of people have problems with.
Is the Ubuntu version open source?
It all depends on the individual publisher. However, what happens is that the company that starts Ubuntu or that controls it, called Canonical, they are the ones that put together the pre-compiled distribution packages for its software, which most of the time people complain about it being out of date, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Usually there's some security flaws. So if you and then same guy that made the GNU operating system and the GPL, Richard Stallman, that's one of the Ubuntu Software Center is one of the reasons why Richard Stallman originally protested against the distribution of Ubuntu, because it's the actual source code for some of Ubuntu is not free. It's not open source, including
what parts of it are open source?
Yeah. There are a few features that are built into Ubuntu that do things that Richard and the Free Software Foundation opposed to. One of them is automatic updates.
Right,
so that means that your have an automatic update that could install a backdoor without your knowledge, things like that. It's very difficult for people to be controlled under this free operating system environment, if you will. But when you don't have root access to your phone, that all changes.
Yeah.
This whole problem comes to people need to have full access to their phones, and this whole locking down thing, and oh, we're going to brick your phone if you try to unlock it, and you know, all of this proprietary, you know what, is it's a continuing problem. And so this whole thing that's happening with Riot and Epic and all these different gaming distribution clients, you know, like Steam and all of these things, they're all having this big territory war over something that the Linux users have always shrugged their shoulders at, like,
right,
just
yeah.
Come on in. The water's fine.
But, of course, the Linux users never tried, and Linux distribution developers never tried to lock you in.
Right. It's all cabbage. It's cabbage. A bunch of cabbage.
They cannot lock you into something that they cannot control, and since the actual source code itself is completely available and locked into a what's called a copyleft license, they can, if you don't like something and if you have the ability to develop for it, you can just take it right out of there. There's no...
So are there any other, RatSpeed, are there any other options out there for people who want to have a more open phone platform? I mean,
yes.
What would you recommend?
Yes. Guess what? Okay, so the original developer of Android, before it got bought out from Google, he didn't like where Android went. So what he did was he took the open source or the free software portions of it and started developing his own operating system.
Can you hang on to tell us about that? Would
sure,
you mind?
Absolutely.
Stand by.
Yeah,
stand by.
No,
we'll just put you on hold. We'll bring you back. It is very interesting. I am very excited to know that there is an alternative to both the Android and the iPhone. So I don't know if there's an iPhone alternative. Well, we'll find out. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he will be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News. American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall. The House Ways and Means Committee
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show on the radio. We actually never went away.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Or in this case, just tune in. Whether you're listening on the radio or through the internet, you are welcome to give a call to 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's me, Ian.
And nobody.
And before we get back to Rat Speed and our discussion of the origin of the app stores, I want to take a second and give a shout-out to Aaron, who is tonight's amplifier. Thank you, Aaron. He is a platinum amplifier, which means he gives more than just the $5, which is the minimum, over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, Aaron.
What is the amplifier program, you may ask, and ask you may? It is simply a method for you to show your support for this program and help us get on more radio stations. We're currently at somewhere close to 200 radio stations. We could be on 220, 250, 300 stations. It's all up to you. You can go and find
1
out.
1 million radio stations.
Not possible.
Yeah, I think there's not
I don't think there are a million.
But no. You can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and you can sign up for the Amplifier program. There are some perks for that and learn all about it over there. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Aaron, who is tonight's Amplifier. Thank you, Aaron.
All right.
If you like our programming, you like the information that we bring you, the characters that appear on this program 7 nights a week, then, you know, please do check out amp.freetalklive.com. Going back to your calls, we held on to Rat Speed because we were in the middle of a discussion about the origin of the app stores, and he was giving us some really good information, and we had a question. What was the question?
Well, he was going to tell us what some of the alternatives might be out there for people that are wanting to have a more free operating system for their phone. I know that there are, you know, these roll-your-own versions of Android available for anyone who's willing to go through the process of basically doing a little bit of hackery on their phone. They can go through and do what they call a root process on their phone, which then gives them the ability, once they do things like unlock their bootloader, and you know, not to get too technical, it allows them to install these special forms of software. This is not within the average user's ability in most cases, although there are some fairly simple sets of instructions for some phones that one can follow. So it's relatively step-by-step in most cases, but it's still scary to do it, because you could break the phone.
Now, when a hacker gets root on your box, he'll say he's owned you, because basically he owns that machine once he has root on it. Since you don't have root on your phone, chances are you don't own it.
Okay, well, let's give Ratspeed a chance to tell us.
Yeah, you guys are exactly on the money, Ian. That's exactly what it is. The reason why you don't see a lot of these alternative open source or free software alternatives is because it's not marketed, because there's real no money to be made off of it. And right. And you have to essentially either buy a phone that has been that has no parent or has no, you know, it's unlocked for you, which is becoming a little bit more common as smartphones are so superfluous.
Most of the phones on Amazon are unlocked.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Exactly. When you say unlocked, I think in a lot of cases the unlocked means that they can operate on any phone network, not necessarily that the bootloader is unlocked or that the technical side of the phone is unlocked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So yeah, there's actually two different things in there, and you're right. And also, the phone companies that are leasing these phones out to people are specifically making it hard for people to do it. So that way, there's a higher learning curve. The whole reason
because I've been considering putting one of these Linux distributions on my phone. Can you still get phone service when you once you've done that? You can.
Definitely.
Nice.
I've done it with almost every phone I've had up until the last couple of years. The only reason I don't do it now is because I moved to Google Fi as my service provider. And Google Fi, their big selling point is they let you use different towers from different companies, different service providers. So there's three different providers with Google Fi. And unfortunately, every single one of these sort of alternatives for the operating system, none of them support the switching between the towers. So
they can't do the handoffs.
You can go to one of these alternatives, but then you only get T-Mobile and you can't go to any of the others. So it kills one of the reasons that I signed up for that, unfortunately.
So, Ian, you actually kind of jumped over. My main point that I was going to ultimately get to is the real monopoly is the telephone network itself.
Now, this is a good point.
Everyone from you guys have talked about Rick Falkvinga from the Pirate Party before, and he's a big advocate of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies. He himself has talked about how the whole gatekeeper culture of all of these different technologies continues on, and he goes, out of all of this expansion of technology, he predicted, and I think it was back in 2011 or 12 when he was talking at a crypto conference, he said he predicted at the time that one of the next quote-unquote victims, if you will, which he used it in quotes, because he did mention that they get about a 4 million percent profit margin off of their roaming capabilities. Mm-hmm. He said the next quote unquote victim of this will be the telephone companies.
Of what exactly? Sorry.
Of not being able to control devices. In other words, not being able to be in the position of a gatekeeper. He was using the word victim in a sarcastic manner. So
he was talking about how voice over IP does an end run around a lot of the traditional phone networks?
He was predicting the end of the telephone companies just in the same way that the deprecation of the post office has been happening, just in the same way he predicted the end of banks would happen due to cryptocurrency.
Right, newspapers and all that, right.
When you don't need their permission to do something anymore, when you have total lateral global communication, I mean, think about it.
Well, all you don't, though, because the Internet doesn't have its original design anymore. The Internet originally, I'm guessing you know this, was more or less a mesh network. It, you know, everybody had five or six connections to... it was all universities and businesses, mm-hmm. but they would have five or six different connections to other users, and the Internet was decentralized. Now there are three companies, more or less, or four companies, big phone companies, that run the entire Internet. And
this is why he would always end in that caveat, because he was always talking to developers, Rick Falconing was. He was saying, it's up to you guys to be vigilant and to develop faster than these mega corporations can, otherwise we'll lose our chance. And remember, he gave this talk back in somewhere around 2011 or 12. Well, I mean, I would say exactly, the warning that he gave to these developers is there's global catastrophes and different governmental politics and aspects of human intervention that kind of slowed this down. I mean, people are still trying to adopt cryptocurrencies, things like that. But overall, his timescale, I mean, think about it. All of these centralized national governments, if you think about it, are really having a hard time trying to catch up with this Internet thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they don't innovate. They're slow and stupid.
Yeah, it's not in their nature to innovate. The innovation has to come from elsewhere.
No, they stop innovation. That's what their nature is, just to get in the way.
Every central government from the U.S. pointing fingers at China and vice versa, and then you have the Arabs pointing at the Christians, they're all having a hard time trying to maintain control, and all they know how to do is just make more laws for something they can't control.
Thanks for the call
tonight, Radspeed.
Very
we do appreciate it. Yeah, I always love talking to him. He's a smart dude. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number.
This lawsuit gets dirtier if you want to hear more about it.
We will hear more about it coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back to Free Talk Live. It appears that this is the final segment. We still have time to get you in if you dial quickly, 855-450-3733. Ian, you had mentioned, and it's Ian, nobody, and Captain Kickass in the studio tonight. Ian, you had mentioned there was a bit more about this lawsuit that gets pretty interesting. Let's have it.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the lawsuit that Epic Games has filed against not just Apple, but another one against Google, and we've been focusing on the Apple aspect of this one, because arguably Apple is the worst of the two as far as their app store is locked down, unlike the Play Store. For instance, if you've got an app that you've designed and you want to get it into both places, it's always harder to get on Apple because they have some sort of a review process where humans are involved, and you've got to hoop jump in order to get your stuff there. Google Play, not as restrictive, and that's actually resulted in some problems for Google because because Apple puts their software through a little bit more of a process, you're less likely to see malware and just straight up, you know, nasty stuff uploaded to the iPhone store. But in the case of Google, they'll pretty much let anybody publish anything, and then after the fact, they'll go in and clean up if it's determined to be malicious.
Right.
So, but just a final thought here on the Apple piece from CNET.com. The real nasty part of this is Epic is saying that Apple's now threatening to ban Unreal Engine. Now, what is Unreal Engine? So, Unreal Engine, there's a game that Epic came out with, a first-person shooter game called Unreal, years ago, probably more than a decade ago. And Unreal runs on the Unreal Engine. An engine is a term for video games. That's the core code that runs the guts of the game. Well, a lot of these game companies aren't actually, like, original engine game designers. They just change the sort of the graphics. They change the rules that apply to the engine.
It's what they really are is designers and not engineers.
There you go. Right. So Unreal Engine is the thing that runs a bunch of games. There are games that are not first-person shooters that run this engine because it's a very versatile engine for just making a game with.
Sure.
And so now, apparently, Epic is claiming that Apple is threatening to ban any games running the Unreal Engine from their platform. So even game companies that are not Epic games.
You mean Android?
Sorry, Apple.
Apple
is threatening to ban Unreal Engine code, meaning any game company that is using this game's this code, even if they're not Epic because it's licensed by other game companies, could be thrown off of the Apple App Store if they get their way. And this, of course, would affect dozens of apps. Quote, not content to simply remove Fortnite from the App Store, Apple is attacking Epic's entire business and unrelated areas, Epic said in its filing, saying further, if the Unreal Engine can no longer support Apple platforms, the software developers that use it will be forced to use alternatives. So, I mean, this is an incredibly stupid thing for
Apple
to do. And
also, these companies will lose huge investments because you can't just take a game that runs on one engine and make it run on something else.
Right.
Yeah, you can't
spit and bailing wire.
You can't put a Toyota engine into a Chevy.
Right. It's not what it's designed for.
Right.
So Apple then fired back on August 21st, releasing a cache of emails between Epic CEO Tim Sweeney and Apple, showing that the Fortnite maker was seeking special treatment, or so they claim. Specifically, Epic wanted to run a competing app store and process payments itself, rather than relying on Apple's app store and its in-app purchase system that takes the commission of up to 30%.
And, of course, that would be the big problem that you're going to run into there is the Digital Millennium copyright ad, because if they have things on their phone designed to prevent you from rooting that phone, and you root it, you're technically in violation of the Digital Millennium copyright ad, and that you have circumvented a computer system. And
has anyone ever been charged with that?
The DMCA violation?
Phone? I don't know. But they're all Every year they do something worse that they've never done before.
Good point. Generally, I've heard that your worst case scenario with rooting a phone is that it just voids your warranty, so like you can't take it in to have the warranty repair done in that particular case. That's one of the risks. Apple argues that the CEO of Epic expressly acknowledged that his proposed changes would be in direct breach of multiple terms of the agreements between Epic and Apple. He acknowledged that Epic could not implement its proposal unless the agreements were modified. So he's saying, we want to make this change. We want to have our own Epic Game Store available on your platform, but we know we can't do it, so we need to change the terms of the agreements. And obviously, Apple wasn't willing to do that. They say, quote, we strongly believe these rules are vital to the health of the Apple platform, because it's making them money,
right?
And carry enormous benefits for both consumers and developers.
It sounds like they're drawing lines in the sand.
And the other thing is, if the government ever bans encryption, they're going to need that single choke point of the app stores to keep encryption off your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. So apparently Epic released a video in response to all this, parodying Apple's famous 1984 ad. Back in 1983, Apple released an ad promoting the upcoming launch of what was then the Macintosh, railing against
the... I loved Apple then, and the Macintosh just turned me off because you literally couldn't even open the case without a special tool.
Oh, they were terrible with that stuff, and they kept going with that forever.
But I loved the Apple II. That's what I learned on.
Apple IIe was my first.
Yeah.
So they were railing against the then-entrenched brand IBM. Epic's video says Apple's become the new big brother of industry, a hugely powerful and overbearing entity. It's something that Epic expounds more aggressively in its suit, saying, quote, Apple has become what it once railed against, the behemoth seeking to control markets, block competition, and stifle innovation. Apple is bigger, more powerful, more entrenched, and more pernicious than the monopolists of yesterday. Year at a market cap of nearly $2 trillion, Apple's size and reach far exceeds that of any technology monopolist in history. So they are on the attack here. This is a pretty big fight. And then the article does go on to what they did with Google, saying that Google acquired Android's mobile operating system more than a decade ago, promising repeatedly over the time that Android would be the basis for an open ecosystem in which industry participants could freely innovate. This is, again, from the lawsuit. Epic wrote this, and compete without unnecessary restrictions. Since then, Google has deliberately and systematically closed the Android ecosystem to competition, breaking the promises that it made. Remember when they used to be, don't be evil, was there...
Yeah, they took that
down.
They
actually changed that philosophy. So I guess their philosophy is now be evil.
What else could it be? Google's anti-competitive conduct has now been condemned by regulators the world over. They argue that...
Screw regulators.
Yeah. Well, so that's what they're doing. Epic is pandering to this belief that a lot of people in the computer field have about open source, and I'm with them on that. But, of course, Epic itself has its own game store, by the way, wherein they're charging, I'm sure, some sort of fee to these game companies to list their games on their game store. So it's just one bad company versus
that
another.
That may be the difference, but nobody has to buy their games from Epic.
You do.
You have other choices.
You have to buy your games from Epic?
Shush. You have other choices. And with Android, they are doing their best to make it so you don't have other choices, just as Apple has done their best to see to it that you don't have other choices, and Microsoft has done their best to see to it that you don't have other choices.
Here's an interesting aside. So I was asking, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but are there any phone companies offering a different system, not Android, not iOS, somebody like offering one of these open source systems where their phone ships with it? Epic struck a deal with a phone maker called OnePlus. Now, I'm not familiar with this company.
Yeah, me neither.
They struck a deal to make Epic Games available on their phones through the Epic Games app, so instead of the Play Store app. The Epic Games app would have allowed users to seamlessly install and update their Epic Games, including Fortnite, without the obstacles imposed by Android's OS. But Google forced the phone company, OnePlus, to renege on the deal, citing Google's particular concern about Epic having the ability to install and update mobile games while bypassing the Google Play Store.
They are actually putting themselves in great danger of antitrust action, except that, of course, they're the ultimate cronies, so why would the government do that to them? The government would rather have your personal information at their fingertips, and Google is happy to give it that. Which is the other reason they can't let you escape from their platform, because if you have a choice, you're going to use software that doesn't report your information to the government.
It's an interesting case, and we'll keep an eye on it as time goes on.
Yeah, I would like to know more about this as it progresses for certain. I would also like to know if there is, some other phone, up and coming. Anybody planning on releasing something that, may directly compete with Google and Apple? Because
I think it's called the Pine Phone, is a Linux phone coming out.
That's all the time we have for tonight. This is Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com. Thanks, everybody.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.